Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, with more people exploring Ireland by motorhome, pressure is growing for better parking and camping facilities. But are we doing enough to support this booming travel trend? It definitely is a hugely growing area. But is Ireland equipped? Do we have all of the fancy stuff that our European counterparts have set up, the infrastructure? Well, I've Peter Kavanagh from Motorhome Enthusiasts Ireland on the line. Peter, are we improving things here for motorhome travellers?
Hello, Anna.
Hi, Peter.
Gosh, we're doing pretty well in Ireland lately, we have to say. The boom has definitely been noticed in the right quarters. And you know what? We're slowly catching up, but we are getting there. You know, if you look at the facilities that have been developed in recent years, you know, the ones which spring to mind would be Greig na Mana, Cove, Clonmel. They're really, really good areas which weren't there before. So somebody is noticing the 20,000 odd motorhomes that are in Ireland that are bringing motorhome tourism to local towns and villages. We're definitely catching up. We're not quite in Division 1 just yet, but we are catching up.
We're going in the right direction. Now, explain the definition of a motorhome to me. Is that a camper van, Peter?
Well, they look at, they fall into all kinds of different categories. During the COVID period, a lot of people had to holiday in Ireland, so looked for the simplest way of doing it. And in a lot of cases, that was converting a commercial van into a camper van. The camper vans would tend to be, you know, smaller vans, a bit more mobile, but they would, generally speaking, be quite comfortable, I'd have to admit. But you move up then into a motorhome, and they really are fully developed with everything you can possibly want to stay overnight in any particular place. In fact, they're completely self-contained in most cases. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have full electrics in it. A lot of them would have inverters giving you a full 220 supply in it. You know, you have heat. You've really everything you need to survive. In fact, you know, we were talking recently about the problem in Spain with the electricity going out, and some of my friends were just laughing. But as long as you've got a motorhome, we're pretty okay in Ireland. You know, you can survive pretty well independently of the system. So the motorhomes are very comfortable.
Okay, and I know they can go from quite basic to very elaborate, super slick setups. So we have 15,000 registered in Ireland. People might be surprised by that. But in the UK, yeah, there's 225,000.
You see, this is the opportunity. And we ourselves were part of Facebook groups where we literally have one of our groups has 15,000 in it. The other group has 20,000 in it. So there are literally thousands of people around with an interest in this particular hobby and the tourism associated with it. The potential for small towns and villages, like, it's just massive to pull in tourism at a level which they've never done before. As I say, I mentioned Greig na Mana, which would be a tiny, you know, backwater of a place down in County Kilkenny, mm-hmm. which suddenly has 80 and 90 motorhomes each weekend turning up and spending in the local economy. It was a brilliant opportunity to retain that kind of tourism in Ireland. You know, we ourselves, we would head regularly to the continent in our motorhome, but we'd like to stay in Ireland if possible. We just can't in enough counties. We're catching up, but there's at least, oh gosh, there's three quarters of the counties in Ireland still need to catch up. We ourselves, again, we've been part of a small delegation to the Minister, Minister Peter Burke, who's responsible for tourism. And Peter received us very well and understood exactly where we're coming from. And he has undertaken to go back and talk to county councils to see what might be done for motorhoming in Ireland.
Yeah, and to make it slicker and more attractive in every way, I suppose, because we probably do fall behind when you think about the French setups, for example. You know, they've thought of everything. It's a lifestyle. It's, you know, it's coffee trucks beside the car park. It's Wi-Fi. It's, you know, electricity. It's everything is there. So in terms of the market size, you're absolutely right when you say it's growing. The caravan and camping sites industry in Ireland is valued at around 77 million, and that's last year, and as you say, it's growing, going up all the time. And we've about 129 proper campsites for motorhomes. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? They're wonderful. They're absolutely well developed. They're in the most scenic locations, and motorhomers would never, you know, look negatively on campsites. But the reality is that most motorhomes don't need the fancier facilities. Motorhomes generally are looking for scenic places with basic enough facilities. Like, an air doesn't have to have all the bells and whistles. An air needs to have somewhere you can get fresh water, empty out a waste cassette in an environmentally friendly way. And that's about all you need, a bit of space in a nice place, pull up your motorhome, stay there for the weekend and spend in the local economy.
And the air, the word air is the equivalent to a car park for motorhomes, is it?
It's essentially a car park, and some of them are fancier. The fancy ones in Ireland would have lots of other facilities, you know, meeting rooms, campers' kitchens, music at weekends, all these things put there to attract motorhomers. And it's interesting that you mentioned the 77 million value nationwide of this stuff. I know Great Namana and the Hub down there, they generated 2 million in income each year for the local village. So that's 2 million in one little village out of 77 nationwide. So what does that tell you? It means that we're grossly underdeveloped for the moment. And it's something that the opportunity is just fantastic in it.
Absolutely.
Really.
This could be rolled out in towns around the country. Typically, what are they charging? And is it a per night charge, Peter?
Yeah, it's generally per night. And it would range from something as simple as 10 or 12 euro to park overnight somewhere. Up to the fancier places, there's a new one in Jack White's here in Wicklow, where we're very close to ourselves, and that's in the region of 25 quid a night. So it's very, very reasonable when you compare it with, you know, hotel accommodation and whatever. But people do have put in the investment in advance in buying a motorhome or converting a camper van. So they kind of reap the rewards then in getting cheaper accommodation. And it's just lazy overnight stays. But yes, the region of 10 to 12 euro up as far as maybe 25, maybe 30 per night. Is what they would typically pay.
In a more scenic spot, is it?
Absolutely. And in fact, yeah. We're heading down ourselves tomorrow to Banno Bay down in Wexford, which I don't know if you know Wexford at all, but
I do.
One of the most beautiful places in the world, Banno Bay. So scenic beaches all around us. And we're looking forward to a weekend down there with six or eight of our mates.
Gorgeous. And if the sun is shining, it's the best place in the world, isn't it? I have Michael. Stay there, Peter. I have Michael on the line. He's in Louth. Michael, you're a motorhome enthusiast as well.
Yes, I'm here about 10 years now. We've been through three camper van, then progressed to a motorhome and then upgraded to another motorhome. So we got great fun out of it.
And is this for family holidays, Michael? What's it used for?
Our family, my son, my daughter, grandchildren, we all make use of it, go away and even enjoy a day away. You don't have to go away for days on end. You might just go away for a day. I want to just stop over somewhere, as Peter was saying there, somewhere nice, scenic, just stop and enjoy it. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, and there is a sense of kind of community as well if there's others doing something similar in the same setup.
Yeah, well, as Peter mentioned, the pages on Facebook, people looking for advice, looking for suggestions, looking for anything, looking for friendship even, just to say hello to somebody, you know, communicate. It's all great. And you've heard of the wave. Everybody does the wave. You pass people by in a motorhome and you just give them a wave, just being friendly.
Is there a particular, is it like a royal wave or is there a particular style of wave?
Well,
is there code?
Some people have made a good wave. Some of them, just at the last minute wave. Oh, he's waved. I better wave back. You know?
He's part of my club.
But the renters, they haven't. It's not in their scroll to wave, so you kind of know who's renting the van when it's coming.
Oh,
back.
Of course, the rookies versus the pros.
Yeah,
I hear
but
you.
We're all social to everybody, and chat away, talk, meet up. You just walk over to a stranger and just chat away, and then you're no longer a stranger, and that's really what it's about.
Yeah, brilliant. Let me go to Ciarán. Stay there. Ciarán Donovan is the chairperson of Phoenix Motorhomes. We need more facilities in Ireland, Ciarán, do we?
We do. Just to make one point there, Peter, quote statistics there. The 2024 statistics from the Department of Transport and Shannon is 20,606 taxed motorhomes in the country. Now, that doesn't include people coming in from abroad. We've probably seen in the last couple of weeks there's fun vans everywhere. And so sites can only cater, I think, for touring pitches for around 1,500. Not their fault, they do. And that you have to include caravans and everything in that. But we need way more pitches. A lot of people are doing a lot of councils, especially. There's no big money has to be spent on this. It just needs to be lined out in a car park if council have it. There's a beautiful one in Clonmel where the council put one in there in the car park there. You can pay by card. It's 10 euros for 24 hours. You can empty your grey and black waste and get fresh water. And it's in the centre of the town. Point being made, and this is the more of them that are in towns. That's what people want, where they can socialise, have meals, have a drink if they want to. No, there's lovely ones that men mentioned out in the country and everything, but that's not everyone's cup of tea. You know, if you want to do stuff in towns, that's where they want to be, basically. We just haven't enough here. No, just to mention, Castledonbere have, I think it's 10 spaces in the town. Now they have no services, but you can move over to other places besides if you want to get services. But they need to be in the towns where people can go, have a meal, socialise, visit, and tourists. Like the money, you know, I've sent on the statistics here, it's just crazy, the kind of money that are going to be made out of them. Like 70 euros per person per day is what's going to be spent by anyone. I know it myself, if we're away for a week, in what just being, you go out for a meal, you'll see it, you know, and go to a show or whatever you want to do, you're going to spend serious money. No. Look, we have to spend it, the fellas, because it's mostly an older demographic, have the bigger motorhomes when they get there. And it's a hobby with them, and that's their life. A lot of our members spend the winter in Spain or France, and they come back for the summer. It's another fact. It's actually cheaper to go to France for a couple of weeks than just to go and stay and probably sightsee for 2 weeks, you know, because you probably know France, Spain, Germany, 10, 12 euros a night on very good sites. And a lot of bigger sites then have on their doorstep. Like here, you can't go into the sites, they won't allow you, they say, the insurance, to enter your cassette or do a thing, which we'd be willing to pay for. You know, you can't do that here. You can do that all over Europe, and it's not a problem. Plus, the sites are only open for maybe 5-6 months a year, more from. We travel all year round. As that last man said there, you have everything. You have your heating, you have your satellite television, you have your inverters, you can do everything you can do at home. So, you know, you're totally insulated.
Yeah, and it's hugely important for towns and villages in terms of the spend on the hospitality once you arrive.
Just to mention COVID, we advise a lot of people, including Dungarvey, and a lot of moving going to that now. But I think there's 136,000 the council made out of that parking in Cove last year. You have 30 bays there.
That's Cove Era.
Cove, County Cork. Cove Era. And it's in the town. You can pay by card or pay with cash. Maximum stay 48 hours. And you're in the town, and the town will benefit greatly from it. The railway station is behind you. You can get your train to Fota, to Cork City, the train back to Middleton, where they're in there as well, done by the council, where they have no charge. But we would rather that people charge, because when there's no charge, things tend to be abused, you know.
Of course, yeah. And lots of people mentioning that site in Cove, so they've obviously done a wonderful job. Someone else saying Ireland not welcoming enough of motorhomes in places like Mallow and Cork, haven't an air. In fact, Cork City is sadly lacking. Peter, do we still have you, Peter?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is there, you know, if I rented one and I haven't a clue where the sites are around the country, is there a central point? Is there a website? Is there, you know, infrastructure that I can log into to find out where the sites are?
Absolutely. I mean, just go onto Facebook, join one of the groups is the easiest way. Ourselves, we're Motorhome Enthusiasts Ireland, and there are other very good groups there. Any of those, you've literally got to put in one simple little question, where should I go this weekend? And you get lots and lots of help, lots of opinions, and you're going to be told the right place to go. And every bit of advice you can possibly want is available there.
Brilliant.
Again, we'd love to see something, Anna, in the future that maybe, again, government-led or local governments or whatever, that there could be, you know, a website, an app of some sort for Ireland. These things exist on the continent and exist because there are far greater numbers. But as soon as the numbers in Ireland get a little bigger, the opportunity for us again is to get tourism into the country, not only to keep our own motorhomers here in Ireland, but to bring in the French, the Germans, the Dutch, all these people that we want to see in Ireland.
Yeah.
They have lots of money to spend.
Well, we can see the money that's being spent. We can see the growth. You know, what's to stop Fulltre Ireland setting up some kind of an app with, you know, the motorhome air places all over the country? You know, because we need the infrastructure to bring it in and increase it as well, don't we?
No, you're exactly right, Anna. And the thing to remember with all this stuff is that funding is available. The guys down in Great Dumana, a community group, got together and they literally started raising funds through leader funding. And they got, you know, substantial amounts of money to develop this thing.
Yeah.
So the money is available. And in addition to that, just one final kind of mention, is that the guys down in the hub also offer help and assistance to any other county in the country to do feasibility studies.
Brilliant.
To show
yes.
how they've done it. The assistance is all there.
So
we just
talk
need
to
willingness
the others.
From the government.
Yeah, brilliant. Peter Kavanagh from Motorhome Enthusiasts Ireland, thanks very much. And to Michael and Ciarán Donovan, the chairperson of Phoenix Motorhomes as well. You might have me convinced, lads. Thanks very much for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.